Chapter 6, How to Build or Rebuild Your Self-Worth. Here comes the exciting part of the book. You've gained new knowledge about self-worth, and you even have a clearer understanding of where you might have room for improvement. Now it's time to take action. And my favorite way to take action is with baby steps, easy peasy baby steps. I'm giving you a list of suggestions on different ways you can train your mind to accept this one fundamental reality. You are worthy of a success and happiness. You are enough. There's nothing wrong with you. You matter. In fact, you are an irreplaceable, invaluable, never to be duplicated mega event in the universe. You rock. Maybe that was six fundamental realities. Anyway, everything in the list of suggestions that follow are simple things to do and won't take up a lot of your time or energy. Most just involve minimal changes in your life, such as scheduling your day a little bit differently. The goal is to use these tips to create new habits over time, not to change your entire world by following a set script or finding an instant magic fix. The life-changing magic of self-worth happens over time. After all, your view of yourself wasn't formed in a day. It's only logical that it's going to take time to adapt and shift this image of yourself into something healthier. Be patient with yourself and realize these are tips you'll be implementing again and again until they're a natural part of your life. So let's begin with the tips. Accept. Before you can do anything else, you're going to have to come to terms with who you are right now. Accept you're you. No, you're not perfect. Who is? But you're still pretty amazing with lots of traits that make you valuable and uniquely you. This is not a space for negativity. So while you acknowledge who you are, refrain from judgment. You are who you are. Start small. Begin your day with some affirmations that make you feel good. Say them silently in your mind while you're brushing your teeth. Start imagining possibilities. I like to start my day with this declaration: something amazingly awesome happens to me today. And then I follow it with a few fist pumps and I say, yes, 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 for each fist pump. Take a talent survey. When was the last time you listed all the great things you're capable of doing? A list of this nature reminds you of the talents and skills you might otherwise overlook. Recognize these things are part of what makes you unique. And remember, just because something comes easily to you, it doesn't mean it's not important or that it's easy for everyone. Recognize and appreciate your talents and skills. Start small. Write down two or three things you're good at. Think of the things people compliment you about. And before you quickly deny them or dismiss them, accept, allow, and appreciate these two or three things. Do this a couple of times a week until you have a nice list. Remove toxic relationships. While it can seem hard to set boundaries, sometimes, or always, in fact, they're vital. If you have people in your life who only serve to bring you down, make you doubt yourself, or drain you of energy, it's time to make some changes. Life is too short to waste time with people who are toxic or even abusive. Start small. Just set one boundary at a time. Think of a situation that is likely to occur and plan out your script ahead of time. Rehearse if you need to. Imagine both your discomfort as you declare a new boundary, as well as the feeling of exhilaration and freedom, not to mention self-worth, when you enforce this boundary, even though it was uncomfortable. Spend time with better people. Now that you've weeded out people who hurt you, why not surround yourself with some better choices? Focus your time on people who are positive and push you to be your very best. Choose those who you find inspiring, encouraging, and otherwise impressive. Start small. Think about someone who inspires you. Send them an email. Or if they're on social media and you don't have their email, send them a DM. Invite them for coffee. Ask them if they'd be willing to mentor you. There's a good chance that someone who inspires or impresses you will be happy to share their time and wisdom with you. That's probably what makes them inspiring, right? Journal your appreciation. What do you like about yourself? At the end of every day, write down two or three things you appreciate about yourself. Are you stuck? Think back over the day. What did you think you handled exceptionally well? What did you think or say which felt like a breakthrough? Take note of these things. Read your journal over frequently. Start small. Don't overlook the mundane. Were you a courteous driver? Did you let someone go ahead of you in the checkout line? Did you take time and compliment someone? Did you give someone your undivided attention while you were listening to them? Did you follow through on a promise you made yourself, you made to yourself or to someone else? Silence the inner critic. Don't you hate the little voice who only seems to exist to bring you down? Your inner critic loves nothing better than to predict your imminent failure. It's time to tell this voice to shut up. Nothing good comes of giving airtime to negativity. Start small. The next time you notice your inner critic, or as I call them, mind gremlins or monkey mind as well, next time you notice that start to chatter away, see if you can imagine it as a silly or funny character. It could be something from a comic book or cartoon, or simply a character that makes you smile. You're less likely to take that character too seriously, and you'll feel empowered just to tell it to shut up. Use the carrot, not the stick. Need to motivate yourself to get something done? Use rewards that mean something to you instead of shaming statements. Using negative self-talk to create a positive outcome doesn't work. For example, you pass a bakery and you feel the urge to buy some cookies. What will motivate you to refrain from purchasing those scrumptious smelling cookies? You could tell yourself that you never have any self-control, negative self-talk, or you could remind yourself about how good you feel when you eat right. And that's positive posturing. Remember compliments. When is the last time someone said something complimentary about you? Not sure? Start making a practice of noticing compliments so you can take them out and savor them later. Start small. Get a jar or a box and label it, "I'm awesome," or something else that turns you on. Next, on a piece of scrap paper, write down something that someone complimented you on. Find another piece of scrap paper, or just cut up some notebook or printer paper and write down something else someone complimented you on. Repeat this again until you have at least 5 pieces of paper in your jar or box. Write down the compliment, even if you don't believe it's true. Use this "I'm awesome" jar a couple of times per week and just reread a previous compliment. And don't forget to continue adding to your jar or box as time goes on. Experiment. When is the last time you did something completely new? Exploring interests, taking classes, and otherwise challenging yourself reminds you there are layers to yourself you haven't even discovered yet. Start small. Is there something you wanted to learn when you were a child? What interested you back then that you didn't have time to pursue? Is there someone who inspires you? Read their biography. Practice kindness. What if you started your day with the intention of doing something beautiful for someone today? You'll make someone's day and you'll find you feel pretty good about yourself as well. Start small. Add some fun and anticipation to your day by thinking of ways to pay it forward. You'll make someone's day. You'll also find that you feel pretty good about yourself. I have a download that you can look at called Kindness at Work, which is a compilation of stories about kindness. I'm a guest author. The link to this download is right in the printed version of the book. Accomplish or take action on a life goal, no matter how silly. What's on your bucket list? Anytime you achieve something, you feel a little rush of endorphins. This is a positive and happy reminder that you are capable, which does wonders for your self-worth. Not only that, but you're also reminding yourself that your goals are important and worth the effort. That's a win-win. Start small. Write down, or even just think about, a couple of smaller things you'd like to accomplish that have been on your to-do list for a while. Maybe it's learning how to play a musical instrument, learning a new language, writing poetry, or even just getting clear on your values. Do something scary. When you attempt things that make you uncomfortable, you're allowing yourself a chance to truly grow. More importantly, you discover new possibilities and remind yourself you're capable of more than you think. Start small. Jot down 3 or 4 smallish things that scare you. For example, public speaking, flying on an airplane, approaching someone at a mixer, going out to eat or to the movies by yourself, setting boundaries, telling a friend no, trying a new recipe, engaging in some sort of self-promotion, like telling others that you're good at something, etc. Choose one thing and think about one small step you can take in that direction. Then do it. And don't forget to appreciate yourself for your courage. More tips on the next audio.